Have you ever heard stories about lost treasure? There's a famous one that you can see stories about all the time called Oak Island in Canada, where people have been digging this pit for years in search of what they feel holds a lost treasure. There are stories of ships that went down in older times that bore chests full of silver and gold, and people search for those. There's even search for lost civilizations or lost cities. The lost city of Atlantis is one of those, and even in American history, a lost colony of settlers on the East Coast called the Roanoke Settlement that just disappeared. But how about also lost knowledge? You know, there's things such as lost knowledge as well. When it comes to the Bible, people think and look at various books that are Gnostic Gospels and Gnostic writings that never made it into the Bible, and they call those the lost books of the Bible. But that's another story into itself. There is lost knowledge, however, from what we do have within the pages of the Bible that we should take note of and bring back and realize it's not really lost, it just has been forgotten. It's the story and the truth about the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on the earth, commonly called the millennium, a Latin term that just means 1,000. That teaching is very clear within Scripture. We just did a recent Beyond Today Bible study that'll be airing on our programs regarding this particular topic, where we went through a lot of the Scriptures showing what Christ's reign on this earth will be, what it will produce, and that it is a core truth of Scripture. One of the points I brought out is that the early church taught that and believed it very firmly from the truths of Scriptures. But within a few hundred years of the time of Christ and the original apostles, it was lost. And the idea that Christ would literally reign on this earth for 1,000 years eventually became treated as a heresy by later church fathers, and an entirely different picture and teaching came about. But the Bible shows that Christ is returning to this earth. He will establish what is called a 1,000-year millennial reign, where the saints will rule, and it will be a time of reformation that the Scriptures talk about. There's a Scripture in Isaiah chapter 11, beginning in verse 1, runs all the way to verse 10. That is one of those beautiful passages that teaches this. Just breaking into it, in verse 6, it says, in describing this period, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." Describes a time when the nature of animals are changed, and most importantly, the nature of man will be changed. This passage that speaks to the peaceable kingdom gives hope and encouragement. The program that we did on this topic will as well. You're going to want to watch that and to have a deeper understanding and belief of Christ's reign on this earth, the kingdom of God that will be brought at that time. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.